Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bruno when you sign up. For a limited time, all viewers can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round basketball playoff action. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH. It.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211. Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here on the scene, we got amazing action in the first game of the NBA playoffs. Harry, going down to the wire, maybe going to overtime. We'll keep you up to date on that. We got hockey going on at the same time. Does it get any better than this, Harry?
Yeah, this is pretty good. I mean, I we've never had an August like this. I could get used to this.
You think we should do this every hour? You know, because usually this is the downtime.
Right.
This is when baseball season.
The dog days of the baseball
dog days,
season.
The trade deadline's already passed.
Yeah.
You know, we know teams are shot. We know teams have no chance in many cities. And then you got, you know, NFL training camps come back. And then we would have already had the first preseason game played, Arnett.
Correct.
You know, the other day, this
week
would have been the first week of preseason games. So those are out of the picture.
Who was it we were talking to? Was it John Kincaid that thought that the NBA is going to adjust their calendar as a result of this permanently, that they'll play into July?
Playing into July, but they're not going to go into August.
No, but into July.
We were saying it from the beginning, and John also pointed out that start Christmas Day, which I've been saying for years, start the season on Christmas Day.
because then the football season's winding down,
correct,
right? Most of the teams have already played. By Christmas Day, we know who's not going to be in the NFL playoffs. And then the NBA turns on the spotlights on Christmas Day, and you start your league day with those big games, with the five games,
right,
that they have on, right?
And
doesn't that make sense?
And then, especially for the fans who are fans of all the sports, not I watch hockey, I don't watch,
right,
the NBA or vice versa, their playoffs wouldn't overlap.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, hockey's not going to be playing into August.
No,
the fact that they were, had to do it this year, because all these sports had to make adjustments. And the NBA, I don't think the NBA, even though they're summer league, I don't think they want to be playing into late August. They're going to be playing into September once the playoffs are over, because this playoffs are just starting, Harry.
Yeah.
Donovan
Mitchell,
we got another month.
He's going off today. He's got 49 exactly points, and he's going to the free throw line for more.
Down two.
Yeah.
With 22 seconds left in that game. Let's keep it right here.
This Denver team has six players in double figures right now. There's some really good squads in the NBA. Like, Denver's a good team to watch.
Yeah.
They play team basketball,
yeah, so
like
the
Indiana
Mavericks,
does, yeah, the Mavericks, yeah.
And I'll tell you what about this. Again, I think we're going to see, if you look at the numbers, total numbers in these playoff games, I think you see a lot of teams going over because the running gun style, there's no drawn out with the fans on their feet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The time ticking down. You're not like, let's get a good shot and go, you know what I mean? There's no dramatization of LeBron, you know, waiting to take that last second shot,
right,
without the fans being there, because all the drama's kind of out of it.
No, there's drama here. Clock winding
of
down.
Course, yeah.
115, 5 seconds, 115.
Murray.
15.
Passes.
Joker.
Jokic.
No, he misses. And we're going overtime.
Wow. Free basketball, baby.
We're going overtime in the NBA, Harry. How about that? The Joker had a chance.
They got a shot they wanted. He didn't make it.
Yep. And they wound it down. And now we were talking about hockey. Had five overtimes on Sunday. And now on Monday, the first game of the NBA playoffs. A couple of chances to put it back.
A hook shot high off the glass.
Oh, and I think he used a profanity.
Oh, yes, he did.
The Joker just went F-bomb.
But was it in English? We do not know.
Yes, it was. I think it's a universal.
Yeah, it's
the universal F-bomb was dropped right there, baby. How about
115, 115.
All right, well, that was the end of it. Relax. We had the final seconds of an NBA game. The hockey game's only in a damn second period. Relax. Strappers.
Who's yelling? Who are you yelling at?
Dean's yelling.
Who cares?
Jesus. Donnie Buckets. Exactly right.
Tampa's up 1-0 on Columbus.
I know, but yeah. Dean's going crazy like it's still the second period. We had the final minute of a game, which took 5 minutes to play. Anyway, we'll have hockey talk this hour. Hockey talk hour. You know with who? Barry Melrose.
I wonder, where is he hanging out during this?
We'll ask him. I don't know if he's in the ESPN bunker.
Or is he
if
in
he's up there in, I don't know where he is right
Connecticut
now.
Connecticut or upstate New York.
Doesn't he used to be up in Adirondack.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know if he's still there.
Hmm.
We'll find out. He may be at a satellite location. Do you know what they say in Bell of the baseball? When they send a guy down now, since there's no minor league baseball?
Right.
They send them to, what are they calling it now? It's got a name.
Well, like what happened to those
Not the satellite.
Cleveland Indian pitchers, right?
Oh, the alternate training facility.
Alternate facility.
Yeah.
The alternate facility.
Until Mike Clevenger and Zach Plesac go kick rocks down there.
Yeah, exactly. People don't realize it's all part of the show. At the wide, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on out there, Harry?
Well, now the St. Louis Cardinals got back into action this past weekend. I think they've still only played, how many games? Like six, seven games?
I think they played eight now.
Is it eight?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there another game shut down yesterday?
Yeah, the Reds.
The Reds and the Pirates,
I
want to say.
And the Pirates.
Right.
There was a doubleheader was, I believe, supposed to be played today, and that's been postponed now. It's hard to keep track of these postponements, Harry.
So in other words, we've got another outbreak with another team?
I don't know if it's an outbreak. If one guy tests, I guess they're shutting everything down now. And so that's the story that's going on right now with the baseball. Cincinnati and the Reds have been up and down. The Cleveland Indians have been up and down.
Yeah, the Cincinnati Reds are awaiting more COVID-19 testing results, and they will not play today either.
Exactly.
I mean, did anyone really want to see the Reds and Pirates duke it out, man? They're the two worst teams in the NL Central.
I think the people in Pittsburgh right now are already drowning in their sorrows over the Penguins being eliminated.
Oh, I know.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Are now saying, I got to watch the Pirates for the rest. When's the Steelers? Yeah, exactly. When are we going to see the Steelers?
Bring back Big Ben.
The Pittsburgh Pirates have the St. Louis Cardinals, as you just said, Hare, are 4-4. They played 8 games.
Okay, 8 games.
The Pittsburgh Pirates have played 18. They also have 4 wins. They are 4-14. That's just
unbelievable. Now, I think Tony put the mush on LeMahieu.
Because last week
you were espousing the greatness
of LeMahieu,
and now he's on the injured list.
I wasn't the only guy saying he was having an unbelievable start, because people were talking about Charlie Blackman out there in Colorado, who was tearing the cover off the ball.
4-7-3.
And he's a guy who had COVID and said he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
And he was hitting the cover off the ball for the Colorado Rockies. And then LeMahieu, because the Yankees are on TV every 10 seconds, how can you miss him?
DJ LeMahieu is leading the league in batting.
And now he's on the injured list.
Yes.
Is he unfit
joining
to play?
Joining Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton.
Wow.
Exactly. They sent him down.
Okay, they could throw out their – they could get their alternate team from their facility
and
bring them over, and they could beat the Red Sox.
They would beat the Red Sox. They would sweep the Pirates in a 4-game
series. I can get a couple strappers here at the Columbus Square Playground down there, which is still called Columbus Square, and beat the stinking Red Sox.
Exactly right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jesus. Best sports right now to watch in Pittsburgh is the Robert Morris University lacrosse team.
Is that
right? According to sources in and around the greater Pittsburgh area.
Robert Morris University, okay.
Are they playing fall lacrosse up there at Robert Morris?
I have no idea.
I call him Bob because we're close. Bob Morris.
Right, right.
Not Robert.
Friend of the show.
Exactly.
Bob Morris.
I mean, now they got to be just glued to their phones for those Big Ben training camp updates.
Like,
who's Big Ben throwing training camp
how's
touchdowns to? Yeah.
Oh, the Lightning have scored again, Harry. Unbelievable.
So they go up 2-0. 15:51 remaining in the second period.
Exactly right. Not Jack Morris. Great former great pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, as you well remember, Harry. But anyway, yeah, Red Sox are 6-16. I mentioned how bad they are. -42, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Mariners are worse. The Mariners, the Giants, and the and who else was bad? Mariners -40, Giants -43. Pittsburgh Pirates are only -34 because they score runs. They just give up a lot more runs. In 4 wins. They're 2-6 at home and 2-8 on the road. So at least the Pirates are consistent. And the interesting thing about the Phillies, Harry, they're 8-9 now, but they've only played 2 games on the road so far. You
How
realize
that?
They've played they're 7-8 at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they played 15 games at home and 2 on the road.
The one was in the Bronx against the Yankees, and I believe they were the road team at Citizens Bank the one day because they played
a
doubleheader. So is that their other road games?
I have no idea. I can't
keep
track of any
home
of this.
Team.
Yeah,
one
that's
time
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if that's considered a road game, they've really only played one.
Yeah, it says 1-1 on the road and 7-8 at home. But Miami's still playing all right. They've lost 2 in a row now. The Braves and have
they're
won
still in first
in
place
row.
Though.
They're tied now with technically mathematically
because
the Braves are 13-10. Marlins are 9-6 now. And the Phillies are right there, 2 games out. Nationals are 8-11, and the Mets are just awful. They're 9-14. But the interesting thing about teams that stink at home, how about the Nationals at home are 2-8, right? The Nationals are 2-8 at home, 6-3 on the road. Where's the difference? Because, you know, you got the home teams usually play well at home. Like the Sixers played well at home, but they stuck on the road. The Nationals are one of those aberrations because there's no fans in either building, but they're 2-8 at home and 6-3 on the road. That's something you don't normally see in baseball. Usually if you're good at home, you know, you stink on the road. The Dodgers have played 12 games away from home, Harry,
and they're 10-2
away from Dodgers Stadium.
Right.
How good is that?
Yeah, they won 5 straight. They just whacked the Angels.
I mean, only the A's, when you look at teams that are playing well away from home, the A's are the only other team playing away because they're good at home. They're 9-3 at home and 7-3 on the road, the Oakland A's. The Astros are getting a little warm. They're 1-4 in a row now, so quietly the Astros are crawling back in. The Astros have now won 4 in a row. How many in a row, Howard, did you say?
4! Yeah, you talk about those A's. They've got the best winning percentage in the major leagues.
Yep, 16-6. They're playing 727 baseball, Harry.
And you know, Tone, there's only one team that's undefeated at home so far. That'd be your Bronx Bombers. Your New York Yankees are 9-0.
Gee, I'm shocked that you would
know
that.
No, they're 9-1, it says here at home.
It says 9-1 there.
9-1.
Where are you looking at?
This one right here. It says MLB says 9-0.
I'm looking at the ESPN page on MLB standings, bro.
You see, they got 9-1 now. I don't know.
You know, it's got to be that game that was maybe they're Philly.
Yeah, probably not.
I had to give him one of those. And the Milwaukee Brewers are playing better now, too. Remember, they looked horrible. They're 10-10 now, and they've won three in a row, 10-10. But they're 2-6 at home also, and 8-4 on the road, Harry. How can the Brewers be 2-6 at home and 8-4 on the road?
Well, you know, they don't have Bernie the Brewer sliding down into the into the beer vat.
He's alone. Why can't he just slide into the vat by himself? The other teams have mascots. One mascot got in deep trouble over the weekend. You saw that, right? Bailey, the mascot for the Los Angeles Kings soccer team.
Oh, okay.
Got arrested for apparently...
the Lion, right?
Yeah, Bailey is his name.
Bailey, the Denver Nuggets have taken control of this game.
126 to 117, Harry. Is it over? Not yet. There's still plenty of time in overtime. We'll come back. Barry Melrose will join us next. We'll get you some college football and some NFL news, too, as training camps are underway. So stick around.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Hurt at work? Go right now to InjuredWorkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your... beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back on the scene with the Denver Nuggets pretty much sealing the deal in the overtime as the Utah Jazz have gone cold, Harry. Stone cold. Cold as the Colorado Rocky Mountain water that goes down and makes Adolph Coors beer in the brewery. Remember when Coors first came out and they said you couldn't buy it unless it was refrigerated? That was the big gimmick. That Coors was only made cold and it was shipped cold.
Now, are you talking about the Coors Light or the actual banquet beer?
Coors, whatever the Coors beers were. I think maybe it was Coors Light when they started selling Light, because Miller was the first Light beer, remember?
Right.
And then Coors Light came out, and I think the gimmick was you got it cold because, right, you know, the cold Rocky Mountain waters and the crystal.
I think that was Coors Light.
It probably was, yeah. But obviously you don't have to buy it cold because they sell it everywhere.
Well, because now they have it. Was the big thing, like the Rockies turned blue,
right,
when
the can
it was time to
turn
go.
Blue.
Exactly. Yeah. Activated
or the bottle.
Bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the only thing that turns blue for a lot of our listeners, Harry. But hey, it's a sports show. Meanwhile, is Barry Melrose there? I don't know where he is. Last time we talked to him before this whole thing happened, well, it was during the pandemic, but we knew hockey was coming back, and we were giving the commissioner credit because he's the commissioner that gets ripped more than any other commissioner. But Barry Melrose is back. Hockey is back, and hockey looks phenomenal. And Barry Melrose joins us right now. How are you, man?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Good. Now, I need to find out, and I don't need to know your address or your Social Security number or anything. The last time we had you on, I could not determine. Are you still up in the Adirondack area, or where are you? Are you in Connecticut now?
Actually, neither one of those places. Down in Florida.
Florida.
Oh, that's right. You were down in Florida.
Yep.
Permanently smart, or just?
I like heat, Tony.
Smart man.
So I like heat, so it's I like being where it's 100 degrees every day. So
me too.
That's why we're down in Florida.
You got an extra room for me down there, man? I got to get out of this place.
Always, Tony, always for you.
The great Barry Melrose, ladies and gentlemen, down there. So the playoffs are underway. Some great series. We got to start with the Islanders, though, man, because, you know, the Capitals are a great team. They got some Hall of Fame players on the ice. And by the way, it is a final. Denver wins it by 10, 135 to 125. First game that went overtime. We had five games go overtime yesterday, Barry, including the Islanders. Now up 3-0 in the Capitals. Is that the biggest surprise to you so far? I mean, if you watch the Islanders and you do, everybody knew they were a good team. Are they this good?
Yeah, they are. They're for real. Barry Trotz, who coached Washington to the Stanley Cup a couple years ago, is now the coach with the Islanders, and he's got some playing. They're just rock solid defensively. They don't make any mistakes. They're not a real flashy team, but they just do everything right. They got great coaching, great captain, and Anders Lee. He seems to score every game and play well. They got some good young guys that can fly. And now with Boston, you know, Tuukka Rask left, and Pastrnak is hurt. So, you know, Boston is the favorite to win the East. But I think the Islanders are as good as anybody in hockey right now. Just an excellent hockey club. And, again, veteran lineup where they need to be and just never make mistakes. They never beat themselves. And that's what they did to the Washington Capitals the other day. Washington made some mistakes, and the Islanders just ate them up and came from behind and got the win.
What did you think of that Chara play where Svechnikov ended up getting hurt?
Well, Svechnikov's not playing today. It looked bad.
Yeah.
I won't fool you. It's one of those ones that you look away and you just hope that nothing happened. You know, obviously, when you bend your ankle like that, there's a good chance that, you know, if it's not broken, it's a high ankle sprain, and sometimes those things are worse. So we're just hoping that he's fine and he will play sooner than later. But definitely, and again, wrestling with Chara, nobody can wrestle. That's like wrestling an alligator. You know, you're not going to win that battle. He's just going to throw you down and fall on top of you. So, you know, they miss this kid, too. He's a great hockey player. He plays on the Aho line, that's as good a line as there is in the NHL right now. So, you know, the Canes are a good team. They'll miss Svechnikov big time, but they're not an easy team to beat, even with Svechnikov out of the lineup.
Great Barry Melrose talking hockey. We mentioned the nine straight games really close, decided by a goal or overtime going into last night. And then, of course, last night, that Dallas game against Calgary. I stayed up for that one. And I'll tell you what, man, they threw everything but the kitchen sink. Dallas had so many shots. I think they would have 62 shots at one point, and they finally score. And you talk about a must-win, desperate situation. Dallas loses that game, Barry. They're done, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Dallas is a funny team. They got a lot of skill. Obviously, they scored a lot of goals last game. A lot of it was Calgary took a lot of penalties. And all of a sudden, Dallas's power play, which hasn't been very good, kick in a couple goals, although Calgary scored another shorthanded goal. That's three shorthanded goals they've scored, Tobias Reeder. But Dallas is starting to play better. They're a very skilled team, obviously, Ben and guys like that, Sagan. They've got some guys that can put the puck in the net, but they don't score much. It's a crazy thing that they're so gifted offensively, but they don't score much. And they started scoring last game, and Calgary took some penalties, and it costed them, and Dallas ended up winning that game.
How about you think I know the San Jose Sharks, I don't know why they had to get rid of Pavelski, but Pavelski had a hat trick. I mean, that guy's still amazing when you watch him play.
He is. He's great. He got a hat trick. He got the winner in OT. He's playing awesome hockey right now. I think it was a little bit of a financial thing with the Sharks. Pavelski wanted to go to a team that could win the Cup. And again, Dallas is one of those type teams that they're good enough. If they get going, they could do that. But going and getting Pavelski scoring, that goes a long way in making the Dallas Stars a team that could win the Stanley Cup. Because, you saw yesterday how good he played, how dangerous he is offensively. Still one of the best men in front of the net in the NHL. And an elite wrist shot, which we saw three times last game, beating goaltenders.
Barry, now, my Flyers, that wasn't a pretty game, but a lot of good body. The Flyers obviously coming off that they had sleptwalk through game two, and give the Canadians credit. They were obviously motivated after losing game one, and they shut them out. Hart had to be pulled, but they go in last night. You want to talk about bodies both teams are taking the body, but the Flyers really physically, since their power play stinks, and both so does Montreal, it was a close-checking game. And I got to give the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, that team can fly. They buzz. That was entertaining to watch, but it was one of those games you're sitting on the edge of your seat the whole night.
Well, Montreal and Chicago were the two last teams that got into this tournament, and a lot of people felt that neither one of them deserved to be in this tournament. But Montreal has been playing great, and the scary thing about them is they've been getting better every game. You've got the goaltender, Carey Price, good as any goaltender in the world, maybe. A top five goaltender. Shea Weber is playing the best hockey he's played since he came over to Montreal. And they got a lot of other guys, young guys. Domi is playing well. Suzuki's playing well. They've got some guys that no one knows about that are really playing well right now. So, but Philadelphia is a different team than we've seen in the past because they got the goaltender. Carter Hart's playing well. He played good yesterday. And, we've been sitting here laughing for years, Tony. We always used to say that all Philadelphia needs is a goaltender. All Philadelphia needs is a goaltender. Well, I think they got a goaltender now, and it's starting to pay dividends. So, and the thing about this, and Philly better be careful, Montreal's starting to think they can win.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I don't think Montreal thought that they could win. And now winning the first round and playing so well on the second round here, they're starting to believe they can win. And that's scary when you got a bunch of young guys that maybe a couple weeks ago didn't know what was going on. They're now starting to think, hey, we're here. We're playing good. Why don't we win it? Why not if we're going to stay in this bubble? Let's have some fun in the bubble and let's win this thing.
I got to give it up to Max Domi. His dad, Ty Domi, was a tough guy. We had Eddie Hospodar on last week, reliving the Montreal Flyers era back in the 80s when guys were out on the ice in pregame warmups. But how about Ty Domi's kid? His dad is 50. And Ty, he was a tough guy. But his son is really a gifted athletic scoring type of guy. He's not like Ty could play, but his son is definitely much better than he is as far as a hockey player.
Oh, they're not even close. They're not even similar. Max is a very skilled guy. He's a diabetic, too. That's why Bobby Clark was a favorite player growing up, because Bobby Clark was a diabetic. Max is a diabetic, but he's very skilled. He's got a lot of offensive weapons. Nothing like his dad whatsoever. Much better skilled. Can't fight like his dad either, but there's no question about that. But he competes. He's like Ty. He competes, and when he gets on a roll, the way he can move the puck Gallagher is a real heart and soul guy also. Montreal's got, like you said, some small guys, but they're all real tough and they can all fly and they're all built for today's NHL. And they got that big defenseman or that big defense led by Shea Weber. So, like I said, Montreal's starting to think they can win, and that's scary.
It's funny. One last thing, because, you know, when you see names like Domi and Drouin, and I see Drouin, you know, and I think, is he related to Jude Drouin, the former hockey great as well? But he's not. Jonathan Drouin's father is Serge Drouin, not Jude Drouin from back in the day.
I play with Jude Drouin in Winnipeg, so great guy. So, but no relation. Matter of fact, Drouin is the guy they traded the Sirkishev for to Tampa Bay, a defenseman. So they got Drouin back because Montreal needed some offensive weapons, and Tampa Bay was trying to get a big defenseman, and Sirkishev is an awesome defenseman for Tampa Bay. So it's sort of a trade that worked out good for everybody. Drouin hasn't put up the offensive numbers yet. They're open, but he shows flashes, boy, every once in a while, that you're just waiting for this guy to light her up because he can. And when that happens, Montreal's got themselves another, you know, 30-40 goal scorer.
Now, the Flyers have only scored 3 goals in 3 games, and we know their power play is bad. But what are they going to have to do, in your estimation, Barry, to get more goals 5-on-5 against this team?
Well, you still got to get your power play going. You can't be that bad because if a team's not scared of your power play, they take liberties on you.
Yep.
And that has to change. But their power play is terrible right now, and they've brought special coaches in and things like that to get this power play going. But, you know, Philly is, like we said, a few years ago, Philly wouldn't have won those games where they're not scoring. You know, something would have happened in the third period, or a goaltender let in a soft goal, or they would get a power play chance and the team would score a shorthanded goal on them. So I think they're doing a lot of work. They're trying different systems. I think you got to get back to simplicity where it's a lot of just shoot and go get it. Because they're just not a... They don't have those real skilled guys, Voracek and Drew, Couturier. Those guys used to be that type of guy, but they're not like that anymore at their age. So hey, if some of these young guys don't come through and take over the mantle of leadership on that power play, they gotta figure out a way to do it, whether it's change systems or change personnel or maybe make a trade in the offseason to get a specialist to run the power play. But the good news is for them, there's a number of teams right now that have just about as bad a power play. I'm watching Columbus right now. Their power play is not going very good either. So at least, you know, they're not the only team in the tournament that has a bad power play.
Good thing, though, is that first line, I mean, Voracek was the guy in front of the net. So they actually, I thought the veteran guys were the guys who played the best in that win 1-0 yesterday, because Giroux and Voracek were buzzing, and Voracek has one go off him for the only goal of the game early.
Yeah, Hayes too. Hayes has been a great addition.
Yeah,
I think I love it when the veterans take over a dress room like that, and that's why you have them on your team. If a veteran leadership didn't mean anything, get rid of all your veterans and just bring in kids. And I think, you know, Giroux's been a warrior for a long time. Voracek's been a warrior for a long time. Konechny is playing very well right now. Provorov is playing good on the point, as I mentioned, Hayes. So they've got some really good young kids, but it's nice to see that leadership with the guys that have a few years on them to teach these guys how to go. You know, that's what the dynasties always did. The Montreal Canadiens, the older players would teach the younger players how to play, and they would do it to the next generation. And Philly used to do that a long time ago, and they're sort of doing that now with Drew and Voracek.
Now, you talk about Columbus, their power play not very good, but they're a pretty tough matchup for this Tampa Bay team. I mean, they swept them last year in the playoffs, right? And now they're, you know, 2-1. They give the Lightning fits.
And they're out shooting them 21-11, and they're out hitting them. But you're right. I mean, it's all about the goaltenders, and this is a huge game. I mean, if Tampa Bay wins, the series is over. I don't think Columbus is coming. Although we saw them in the last series come back.
Right.
But, you're great. These are good matchups. These are really good matchups, Barry.
Columbus is all character. This team plays so hard. They've got some great young, great defensemen. Seth Jones is good at defenseman. Werenski is as good a defenseman as there is in the NHL. They don't have the offensive firepower, but they just wear you down, man. They just wear you down. They lose an overtime game. They come back the next night, and they win an overtime game. So far in the playoffs, it's been win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. So They're undefeated after a loss, so that's something to look for today. But I like Columbus. I like how hard they play. They play the game the way it's supposed to. They block shots. They're really tough to play against. Matter of fact, Tampa Bay went out and changed their lineup just to play Columbus. They knew that they didn't have the type of team that could beat Columbus, so they went out. They got a few guys that are big. They got some grit. They got some sandpaper. And they changed the makeup of their team. So they're much tougher physically now, too. So it's not just that Columbus can walk in and push around and you got to outscore them. They can grind it out with Columbus now. So that was a case where what happened one year, you fixed in the offseason, and it made you a better team the next year. So you could beat that team that had your number.
Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup defending champions were on the ropes last night, and luckily Braden Schenn got that overtime goal in the second overtime. They would have been down 3-0, and it would have been lights out for them.
Yeah, they Boston struggled in the preseason. They hadn't won. They lost four games in a row. You've got Washington wasn't playing good early in the season, and St. Louis just couldn't get her going. Obviously, Binnington was pulled. He didn't play yesterday. Allen played. You got to think Allen will play again. It's tough to take a goaltender out that won, but that was a must-win. You're exactly right. And the thing is now, if St. Louis, gets it together, they could easily win it again because they haven't been very good of late. And that was a big win yesterday, and they did a lot of good things. And they looked a lot like the team that won the Cup. So that's something to watch for. Maybe that'll be the thing that pulled the team together, the adversity of that losing streak. And maybe now that St. Louis Blues can settle down and become the St. Louis Blues again.
But they got to go back at it tonight, so they don't get the extra day off. They go double overtime last night. Not that they're going to be worn out, but they got to come right back and win again tonight in a huge, huge Game 5 or Game 4.
Tony, this is a tough sport. We can play back-to-back games. We don't need a day off.
Wait, you don't get load management? No load management in Florida?
And sleep in the waterbed. We don't need the waterbed every night like you guys. We can play when we're a little bit tired or a little bit nicked
up.
Are
you telling me? I know this. I go back to the WHA days in the 70s. Come on, man.
That's right, man.
The other interesting stuff, though, is, remember that first game, that 5 overtime? Even the hockey guys on NBC are saying, I don't know, man. They may not have anything left when they come back in 2 days. I've played in games like this, and I love those guys. I think he's really good. Patrick Sharp on NBC
good.
Is solid.
Very good.
And obviously Keith Jones is solid. Yep. So those guys are funny. But, those guys are reacting. And Keith Jones was funny when he was talking about when he played that multiple overtime game against the Penguins.
Keith Primo game.
Yeah, the Keith Primo game back in the day. In 2000, how shot those guys were, and you can see how slow they were trying to skate up the ice. These guys are flying in the fifth periods now, fifth overtime.
Actually, I was at that game. We were working at 3SPN, me and Levy. So I remember that the Primo game. That's what Levy's done like three of the longest six games ever in the history of the NHL. So good thing we're getting him to football now, so he can't spoil our sport.
Exactly.
Yeah, how about that? That's been official now, the Monday Night Football
lineup.
Yeah,
right?
It is official now. It is official.
You have overtime. It's the same for both teams. Both teams are tired. Both teams are beat up. Both teams are bruised. It's just whichever team can suck it up and go out and play the hardest. And Columbus is one of those teams that it seems like they lost a long overtime game to Toronto, and they came back and won the next game. People go, they're done now. Columbus is never done, man. John Tortorella's got those guys playing hard every night. They never quit. And I think that's what happens sometimes early against Columbus. You tend to take them for granted, and all of a sudden you're down 2 or 3 goals before you know what happened. So nobody takes Columbus for granted. They're what you're going to get when you play that team, and that's a lot of effort.
Well, you mentioned, obviously, the Canadians. How about the Arizona Coyotes, man? Now, Colorado's up 2-1.
Their goaltender's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado, we know, is good, and they're a cup contender. How about the Arizona Coyotes, though? You got to give that team some credit, man.
Darcy Kuemper, the goaltender, has been the best goaltender in the playoffs. This guy is – I think he stopped 48 shots the other day, too. He was fantastic. He's a guy that no one knew about at the start of the year, and he's just taken over. And right now, like I said, he is – If he's not the best goaltender, he's right there, 1A and 1B. And that gives Arizona a chance to win. And now, you know, the Kessel seems to be playing a little bit better. You've got some other guys that are starting to put the puck in the net. They're very good defensively. Oliver Ekman Larson, guys like that. So they got a good team. No one knows about them. They're out in the desert. You know, no one hears how good they are, but, you know, they make the playoffs, and they're like Columbus a little bit. They got more offensive weapons than Columbus. They're not as good defensively as Columbus, but they're a real solid team. And again, with the way Kemper's the Avs take like 80 shots at them,
yeah.
And the ones that get through are like 50. So you know, the Avs just go to the bench and shake their head like, what are we doing? And that gets to you after a while when you're playing against a hot goaltender like that. You start altering how you're thinking. You start trying to, you know, change how to play. So that's going to be interesting with Colorado if they can regroup and win that next game.
And lastly, Boston and Carolina. We know Boston, obviously, their goaltender opted out. They get a win anyway with their backup, who, by the way, is pretty damn good, too.
Yeah.
And then Carolina's pesky, but that one tonight, 8 o'clock, Boston-Carolina. Barry, what do you think?
Pasternak's out.
Yeah, Pasternak. So we're going to see those Dunkin' Donuts commercials with pasta, or are they going to take those off now that Pasternak's not playing?
Oh, no. He'll probably do a bunch more while he's sick. He'll bring him in. Because they are pretty good. They are pretty good.
Yes.
So, I think the Bruins are the team to beat until someone beats them. The Bergeron line starting to play a little bit better. Defensively, they're rock solid. Halak, and again, Halak was a great goaltender in the NHL. He led Montreal to just about the conference finals one year.
Yeah.
And it was just him. He was just standing on his head. So Halak gives them, you know, they're so lucky to have kept him because he's, you know, the best backup in the NHL right now. And it's going to work out very, very well. You know, the goal they scored, he threw it to them, remember?
Yeah.
He shot it up the middle of the rink and
hit him
right
off his head.
Came in. So it wasn't, no one even really beat him except himself. So I can guarantee you he'll be staying in the net from now on. He won't be going out in the corner and shooting it up the ice. I'm sure he's got orders to stay in the net.
What did you think of the Rangers winning the draft lottery?
That was fixed.
I don't know. Patrick Ewan, right?
They had the heavy ping pong ball instead of the frozen envelope.
I don't know. That's got to be tough on teams that are bad, like Buffalo, for example. Buffalo is bad. They're waiting to get that first pick overall to rebuild their team, and then they end up going to the arch rival across the state, the New York Rangers. So I guess I can see it both ways, but I was always brought up the worst team gets the best player. That's how you build, and you know, no one complained when Sidney went to Pittsburgh or Ovi went to Washington. Now all of a sudden, the New York Rangers get the best player, not the other teams that were a lot worse.
Barry Melrose, the best there is in the business. Even though there's no snot rockets that I've seen, a couple of them. Last time you were on, Barry, we were talking to him. You know, even though hockey's done it well, NBA's done it well, no cases. They're playing hockey. And I see snot rockets, and I see guys spitting water on the ice. So it's all going well, Barry. It's all the best.
Yeah, it's going great. It's going great. The product is great. The games are great. Lots of excitement, lots of drama. And as you said, the most important thing is no spikes. So everything seems good on the medical front, too.
Beautiful. Barry, everything's great, man. Especially you, my friend. Thank you so much for popping on, man. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Barry.
Anytime, Tony. Anytime. You know that. Take care.
There he is, the great Barry Melrose. How about that? We just reached the end of the second period, and it's Tampa Bay 2 and your Columbus Blue Jackets 1.
That Corposalo was pretty solid during that power play for Tampa, man. He made some great saves.
There's amazing goaltending going on there. I mean, let's be honest. When you get into the playoffs, you know, in basketball, you got to have that guys making shots and you have to have guys defending. But in hockey, if you don't have the goaltender, and that's why you see these teams are all here. Mm-hmm. Even the Montreals of the world and the Arizonas, you know, teams that people said, they got no shot. Your goaltender keeps you in series when you're in the playoffs.
Great
against
goaltending.
Better teams.
Always gives you a shot to win.
Absolutely right. Can I quote you on that one, Couch Guy?
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's an original.
Let me write that down. Your goaltender always keeps you.
He's got an Eagles hat on today and a Yankees t-shirt.
I hate to do it, though, man. 215-462-TONY's the number. You call, we talk. Tell us what you're thinking. 215-462-8669. Strapper line, 856-818-4045. We're coming right back, baby.
Play your next round of golf. Meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good. Play good. Casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here, Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, hockey going on. More basketball still ahead, Harry. Raptors and the Nets, Harry. Who do you like?
Raptors. Yes.
Yeah, the Nets blew it all out. Give the Nets credit. I mean, they played hard down the stretch, especially in that meaningless game. But they played it like they were getting ready for a playoff
game. Nobody's given the Raptors any love.
I know
they lost Kawhi Leonard, and he's the.
They're like 9.5 point.
No, I'm just saying in the East for the conference.
You're absolutely right. When Kawhi Leonard left, everybody says, "Oh, there goes their one and done." And they may be one and done, but I tell you what,
it's a good team.
They didn't fall apart without Kawhi all year, did they?
No, sir.
And their coach got disrespected. Nick Nurse,
right?
Didn't even make it as a coach of the year finalist.
And he was the coach. He's the reigning coach there. He won it last year when they won the whole thing. It's ridiculous. An outrage.
Did you see this situation with this WWE star Sonya Deville, Tony?
Yes, not Cruella Deville. Deville. Wasn't she the chick in 2001 Dalmatians or 1001? How many Dalmatians were there?
101.
I have no idea.
Cruella DeVille in 101 Dalmatians.
Cruella, yeah.
Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did.
A longtime stalker with a, quote, disturbing obsession for WWE star Sonya Deville broke into her house in Florida on Sunday.
Yeah, in Hillsborough County, Harry.
Right, that's near Tampa.
Yes.
In a failed attempt to take her hostage.
Guy had a knife, zip ties, and duct tape.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good thing he didn't have a gun. Not Philip Michael Thomas, who, of course, was in the original Miami Vice, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He was the brother of Miami Vice with Don Johnson.
Yeah, he swore he was going to win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. He coined EGOT and got, I think, none of them.
Oh, he coined that?
I believe so.
I hate to do it to him.
He was Tubbs, right?
Yes, he was Tubbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember reading back in the day that he was very full of himself.
So apparently this guy, Philip A. Thomas, Harry.
Yeah, he's had this planned for months.
Dude. He parked his car at a nearby church, right? And then walked to her house?
Mm-hmm.
Is that unbelievable or what?
Cut a hole in the patio screen and stayed in there for 3 or 4 hours, watching and listening through the windows. How creepy is that? So she probably has one of those screened-in porches like a lanai that everybody has.
You keep
in Florida.
The bugs out when you're swimming pools outside, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, everybody's got that in Florida, except Dean. He doesn't have a swimming pool.
He worked
cheap
at
bastard.
Applebee's.
You ever wonder when you go in an Applebee's and you look at some of those employees and you say, that dude's probably messed up? You ever do that?
No.
And I'm not condemning Applebee's.
Well, it sounded like
you look
just
at some people and you say,
this segment brought you by
Applebee's. Let's scratch them off as a future sponsor of the show.
I'm not ripping Applebee's. I'm saying, you hire people. They go in. They pass the test. They say, yeah, you want a job? Yeah, take the job. And then you look at that dude
you're
and you say.
You're saying they employ kidnappers.
Well, this time they did.
The next time you're serving your 2 for $20, you better be looking pretty
He's
carefully.
He's going to be serving 2 for $20 now.
Wow.
In a slammer.
You know, Tony.
Down there in Hernando County, Harry.
I don't think that you can just look at somebody and figure out if there's anything wrong with that.
I can look and see if somebody something's wrong or something's right. So I'm more than likely look for what's right with somebody.
So you're a profiler.
I am like a profiler.
Yeah. You could just look at somebody and determine whether they're going to be guilty
Applebee's
of a crime.
Is where you take the side piece for half-price apps. That's where you take the side
That's
piece.
After nine.
That's so, after 9.
So this is the strapper.
Right.
That.
Now look at that dude, man.
I'm looking at her.
Well, I'm looking at her, too.
Yeah.
I don't know all the WWE chicks, though. I know there's a lot of them now.
Well, is she... She's not the one of the sisters.
No,
the
no,
two,
no.
The
no.
two divas.
No, I know them.
Yeah.
I judged them, you know. I was the host of a twins contest in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, yeah?
When they were there. That was just before Robin, back in the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. When you were fast and loose.
Her real name is Daria Baranato.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Italian?
Could be. And she was in the WWE reality competition, Tough Enough, back in 2015, and she won that. And I don't know if she
song?
Won.
Tough Enough.
Is that that's the fabulous Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds.
Love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it rigged up. Do we want to take a strapper line call right now?
Yeah, let's see how it works with the new computer that's all manipulated now.
Well, this is actually coming off my computer, so yeah, let's see how this goes.
Strapper line. Hey, this is old Ed Edgar Long right here. I'm down here in LSU. I'm going to tell you right now, we playing this SEC football no matter what. We're going to kick Alabama's D10. We're going to kick them into the playoffs, and we're going to kick them in for the national title because the only team that works is LSU. And you tell that couch, you get back over there, and couch guy, whatever the hell his name is, couch bitch from now on, get back over there on that couch. Go Tigers.
I love that. love Coach O.
Coach O. Bringing the SEC Thunder.
Go Tigers.
I love that.
That was pretty good.
That is a good Coach O.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, that's a good point. Where's Rick from Iowa? He's gone MIA on the show.
Yeah, I was thinking about
him
the other day.
It's been a couple of weeks now. We went from praising him and playing his one call over and over again.
He was phenomenal.
What happened to him, man?
I hope he's okay.
I hope he's okay, too.
Exactly.
And I got another call. This one's a little bit longer, if we want to do that.
It's not the length, but it's the quality. That was nicely done, Coach Ogeron.
Good afternoon, Tony, Robin, and Harry. Hope things are going well for you folks. The other day, Rothstein made a conspiracy theory about Portland and everything, which I agree with him totally. And last night, we have another conspiracy theory that Brett Brown purposely threw that process lineup out there to help his former assistant coach, Monty Williams, try to get a playoff spot, everything like that. And then also, Tony, when you got your other sound machine in the other week, I thought you were going to have some of the famous drops, you know, with the crossover and everything, and then found out on Monday that you don't have those drops. Hopefully that you may have the famous Bruce Boudreau rant, everything like that. That was pretty great. Now I'd like to give you your Mount Rushmore of mullets. We got John Clark, Mitch Williams, Jaromir Jagr, and Randy Johnson. And then some of your top six guests, John McMullen, Dan Luss, and you got to include Mike Golic. He was low-key faded when he did an interview on his last day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have to include what's better than two chicks at the same time. How about three chicks at the same time?
Two Holly chicks Wolf, at the same
time. Linda Cohn and Michelle Stafford. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
There you go. That's a trifecta.
That's
right
a good call.
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro.
Thank you very much. That's a solid call right there. Yeah, we're getting. So I'm going to have. I have two machines now, Harry.
Right.
But now because we're upgrading everything, thanks to the great sponsors who are now coming on board, like DraftKings, that I will have one big computer screen, a touch screen.
Well, not too big, Tony.
No, but big enough so I can get rid of this gigantic big thing that's in front of me.
Oh, yes. I thought we were going vintage. We're going to get you, you know, a three-deck cart machine.
Yeah, and I'll have all the carts. I'll get a nice big cart rack in here and pull them out and play. No, everything's digital now. So we're going to get that big digital screen. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
That is what I'm talking about. Two turntables and a microphone. That's all I need, huh?
It was the Bella twins that I was
thinking. Bella twins, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have video somewhere because I was interviewing
Bree and Nicole.
Them. And there were SoCal girls.
Yeah.
And they came to the Monterey Bay, and I did my show, Mandalay Bay in Vegas. They had a radio studio in there. Mm. And I was doing my shows from there when I was out in California. And they were in there, the Bella twins. Not John DeBella, not related
no,
to
no, them. No, 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 no.
Exactly right, man. Is that your John DeBella impersonation?
Yeah, he laughs.
That's the way he laughs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love JDB.
Anyway. Not DeBella the ball, and that's different. Is that still happening, or has that been postponed due to COVID?
I think COVID shut that down.
Postponed.
Yeah.
Damn. What about hump day? Is that still going on?
What up?
We're coming back. You know who's going to join us? No, we're going to go open phones in the next hour, Harry. I want to hear from the people out there.
Yeah?
I want to know what you think about the baseball, hockey, basketball. What are you watching? You watching the SEC show tonight? This tour schedule thing?
Or how about the new look? The new studio graphics and everything?
Yeah, I like it.
215-462-TONY.
Call now. Get it on.
We get it on. Like Coach O. Down there. Miss Womp.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. actually a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.